This is Brain Food, insights and discoveries from Northern Arizona. Flagstaff has long been a destination for elite athletes to train at high altitude. From swimmers at the Wall Aquatic Center to runners on the trails, working out at 7,000 feet can increase oxygen-carrying red blood cells by 4 or 5%. Now, new research shows the longer athletes train at high elevation, the better the results. Dan Berglund is a sports physiologist at Hypo 2, Flagstaff's high-altitude training camp.
If they stay 28 days, stay another week, we see a pretty significant jump, you know, between 6 and 7%. These, you know, they seem like small percentages, but increases end up being about a 1.5% increase in performance, which is huge in the elite athlete world.
According to Berglund, Olympic data shows that since 2004, all U.S. distance sport athletes who won medals had trained at altitude. He came up with a formula alternating training at high elevation and then slightly lower.
Kind of the number we're looking for, you know, what they consider lower altitude is below 4,500 feet. So getting down to Sedona, getting down to Cottonwood, Camp Verde achieves that threshold. Optimally, for an altitude training camp, you want to be at altitude at least 19 hours during the day.
Berglund also recommends athletes build their inspiratory muscles, which help them breathe in, and ingest certain types of nitrates. Research has found that drinking beet juice, for example, increases the oxygen-carrying capacity of red blood cells. Brain Food is produced by KNAU, Arizona Public Radio. I'm Bonnie Stevens.